Qatar 2022 will be the most controversial World Cup in history. Ignoring the question of how and when to organize for the moment, the privacy of visitors at the World Cup is a topic of recent discussion. Those traveling to Qatar for the FIFA World Cup must download and install two mobile apps, Etirats and Heya. Both apps are available on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. Etirats is the must-have COVID-19 tracking app for everyone over the age of 18. At the same time, Heya allows tourists to follow the schedule of football matches and use Qatar's subway transportation system for free. While they seem like useful tools, these two apps pose a number of privacy risks. Etirats has the ability to read and wipe phone content, connect to Wi-Fi and Bluetooth networks, prevent phone from going to sleep, even access location and disable screen lock. While Heya may seem a little less annoying than Etirats, it also requires access to location, sharing personal information without restrictions. Øyvind Vassarsen, director of security at Norwegian broadcaster Norsk Rikskringkasting as NRK, has warned about these apps. "It's not my job to give travel advice, but personally, I would never take my phone with me when visiting Qatar," Vassarsen said. They also have the ability to get information from other applications, and if they have the ability to do so, we believe they can, Vassarsen warns. Bruce Schneier, American computer security expert, lecturer at Harvard Kennedy School and board member of the nonprofit Electronic Frontier Foundation, agreed with Vassarsen. Schneier was quoted by Spiceworks on October 20. "Everyone who goes to Qatar to watch the World Cup needs to have spyware installed on their phone. In principle, these applications are required for everyone entering the country. So it's not just for fans, but also football players, technicians, members of the media and other stakeholders. It's unclear to what extent downloading Etirats and Heya is mandatory." Qatar has previously come under scrutiny for its human rights record, including preparations for the biggest sporting event on the planet. The Middle Eastern country also has strict rules, though some have been relaxed for the FIFA World Cup, and non-compliance can result in violators being sentenced to up to 3 months in prison and a maximum 3-month fine of $2,750. Qatar citizens are required to wear modest clothing covering shoulders and knees in their daily life, not to smoke or drink in public places, and to abide by a strict policy on LGBT and unmarried heterosexual couples. KISS.